Agency has confirmed that Iran has surpassed the limits on how much it was allowed to enrich uranium under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal, also known as the JCPOA. Here's Charles de la Desma.
European parties to a nuclear deal with Iran say they have deep concern that the nation has begun enriching uranium to a higher purity than allowed under the 2015 deal, and they're calling for an urgent meeting of all involved. In a joint statement by Germany, Britain, France and the European Union, the group expressed grave worries that Iran is not meeting several of its commitments under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Besides the hike in enriching uranium, the UN Nuclear Agency has also confirmed Iran has surpassed the stockpile limit on low-enriched uranium. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. from the nuclear deal last year and imposed tough sanctions on Iran. A U.S. congresswoman says the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is engaged in a cover-up in response to an inspector general's report that found poor conditions and dangerous overcrowding at Texas border stations. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee made her comments Monday after touring a border facility which has been criticized for its treatment of migrant children.
I am sick and tired of a natural and man-made disaster being created by this administration and an inactive Department of Homeland Security that is doing nothing but whining about not having money. By the way, they had money they could reprogram, but we just gave them $4.6 billion of American taxpayer dollars, and they've done nothing.
The congresswoman is a senior member of the House Committee on Homeland Security. U.S. State Department has approved a request by Taiwan to purchase an estimated $2.2 billion worth of military equipment. This is VOA News. A senior U.N. official has provided an update on the crisis in Sudan on behalf of the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights.
For Human Rights, Andrew Gilmore says he is encouraged by the agreement reached Friday between Sudan's Forces for Freedom and Change and the Transitional Military Council. After months of violent protests, which finally succeeded in toppling longtime President Omar al-Bashir on April 11th.
Following the removal of President al-Bashir from office, the High Commissioner underscored that the crisis in Sudan has its roots in human rights grievances, unfulfilled economic, social, civil, and political rights, and that, therefore, the solution must also be grounded in human rights.
Unfortunately, Gilmore notes, the removal of Bashir did not end violence or abuse in the country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Russian lawmakers voted unanimously on Tuesday in favor of a resolution calling for sanctions against Georgia amid increased tension between the neighboring nations. Russia's lower house of parliament, the Duma, recommended that Moscow levy sanctions over Georgia's unfriendly actions. Relations between the two nations have been strained in recent weeks. On Sunday, they worsened after a Georgian television host gave a profane monologue critical of Russian President Vladimir Putin on live television. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said during a Tuesday news conference that the legislation that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China is dead.
But there are still lingering doubts about the government's sincerity or worries whether the government will restart the process in the Legislative Council. So I reiterate here, there is no such plan. The bill is dead.
The bill sparked massive demonstrations from the moment it was introduced in April, with opponents alarmed about extraditing criminal suspects to China, which has a substantially different legal system than Hong Kong. A U.S. federal appeals court has ruled President Donald Trump cannot silence critics on his Twitter account, maintaining that blocking them violates the Constitution's right to free speech. The second U.S. Court of Appeals in Manhattan ruled in a 3-0 decision Tuesday. The First Amendment prohibits Trump from blocking critics from his account, a public platform. Trump has used his Twitter account, which has more than 60 million followers, to promote his agenda and to attack critics. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
Let's keep it moving. The best music.